The challenges that we set for ourselves help define us. As commentator Marion Winnick reaches for her goal, she's learning that there are parts of herself she's only just getting to know.
When you hear the term marathon runner, you might picture a golden young man with a washboard stomach bounding across the Grecian plain to Athens, or the girls in the running shoe ads with their bright sport bras and long, beautiful thighs. Or perhaps you see someone from Kenya. Whatever your image, I doubt you envision the four of us, the women I am training with to run a marathon this December. There's Vicky, a Jewish mother/lawyer with a touch of asthma who ran her first marathon on her 50th birthday. There's Paulette, a secretary and mother of three, trudging on through injuries and bad weather like a slightly kvetchy Alaskan sled dog. There's Teresa, market research specialist and recovering alcoholic, putting every ounce of her hardcore compulsive behavior into the goal of doing a marathon in each of the 50 states. And then there's me. At 44, I'm the baby of the group and the only one who hasn't done it yet. But I will, if these gals have anything to say about it. When I met them at a 5K run a few years ago, I had no idea what I was getting into. I couldn't even imagine why someone would run more than a couple of miles. But then Teresa became my regular partner, and I was sucked into a vortex of running evangelism. She soon had me at a 10-miler, then a 13. Still, I was never going to do a marathon. What kind of nut runs 26.2 miles? Yeah, well, you meet Teresa and see what happens. She breaks you down. You'll just thank God you met her when she was into exercise rather than booze and drugs. When you train with the middle-aged ladies, you do it right. You follow a 3-month schedule that increases your long runs only 1 mile each weekend. You carry water and gel nutrition packs, and you take a route designed for bathroom breaks. You do Galloway 10-1s, which means in this case that you walk 1 minute after every 10 running, and if you accidentally forget, Vicky's right behind you shouting, "Walk break!" If you have a rough day, you'll get encouraging emails afterward. If you're looking good, you'll hear about that as well. When you train with the middle-aged ladies, you talk a lot. You talk in pairs and threes and all at once until every family, work, and home improvement situation is good and settled. They also talk to other people on the trail. Are you training for Baltimore? New York? Marine Corps Marathon? My favorite, especially the part after mile 13 where the Marines rub Ben Gay on your knees. It's hard to believe the 14 miles I ran yesterday is only slightly more than half the distance we will go on race day. But we will go the distance. And speaking as a person who did not make it around the quarter-mile track at my high school, even once, this is a rather amazing thing to feel.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.